Good morning, I'm John Slagers. As the Lamar's Community School Board considers facilities plans, a consultant visited with them concerning financing of these projects. Matt Gillespie of Piper Sandler & Company of Des Moines presented information on the different ways the district can finance any expansion or update plans that they have for school facilities. He says there are three ways that LCSD can raise funds for these projects: through sales tax proceeds, through a physical plant and equipment levy, or through approval of general obligations bonds. The latter two would affect property taxes in the district, and they would also require a public vote. The good news, says Gillespie, is that the district has no debt, so many of these options, or combinations of same, would be viable for these projects. The bad news is that state law only allows two opportunities per year for public votes on these fundraising options. Gillespie said the board will have to carefully consider its timeline for construction to determine when best to place funding issues before the voters. Republican leaders in the state legislature are open to moving a key deadline for local school officials developing budgets for the next school year. Those budget plans must be done by April 30th, but the House and the Senate have not agreed yet on how much state funding schools will get or whether to raise the mandatory minimum salary for teachers. The legislature's unresolved debate over area education agencies is also a factor. The Senate will likely start taking votes next week on school funding issues. A Lamar's restaurant is competing in a contest sponsored by the Iowa Pork Producers Association, and the first round of competition ends this morning. Luke Larson reports.
Iowa Barbecue Company is one of the 16 first-round competitors in the Iowa Pork Producers Association's Pulled Pork Madness Tournament. Pulled Pork Madness is a bracket-style contest that relies on the public's votes to decide Iowa's favorite pulled pork sandwich. Joe Sitzman, owner of Iowa Barbecue Company, says his company's nomination came as a surprise.
Well, anytime that you get attention on the hard work and the quality of food that you put into something is always a welcome and is a good feeling. So, yeah, we appreciate it. We take great pride in the product that we put out. We do everything in our power to do authentic, fresh, smoked barbecue.
He says that keeping the sandwich simple is the way to go.
Our product itself, it's pretty simple. We put a lot of care into just the pork itself. We don't smother it in sauce. We don't do really anything other than taking good care of it as we're smoking it. We smoke fresh daily. If you drive by in the middle of the night, you're going to smell that great smoker going.
Sitzman says he's proud of his firm, win or lose.
I'm sure that there's great competition, so shout out to everyone that's involved into it. We have the support from our guests to advance us forward, and we have the ability to win, then we'll be very proud of that.
For the first round of voting, Iowa Barbecue faces off against Orange City's The Roadhouse. Voters have until 10 a.m. today to finalize their first round votes. You can vote by visiting the Iowa Pork Association's Facebook page or by visiting the IPPA's website. For KLEM News, I'm Luke Larson.
A bill to reduce Iowa taxes that businesses pay into a state fund that pays out unemployment benefits is advancing in the House, but Republican Representative David Dio of Nevada says they're waiting on a detailed analysis of the bill's impact. He says they will not adopt the calculations in the bill if the math doesn't work. Governor Kim Reynolds proposed this tax cut in January. Senate Republicans are proposing an extension of unemployment benefits for workers at a Perry pork plant who will be laid off in June. Tyson announced earlier this week they'll close their plant, which employs 1,300 people and is Perry's largest employer. Under current law, those workers would be eligible for up to 26 weeks of unemployment benefits. Democrats in the Senate propose any worker who loses their job due to a plant closure should be eligible for up to 39 weeks of jobless benefits. An Ankeny-based Casey's General Stores has closed a transaction in the third quarter to enter their 17th state in Texas. Casey's president and CEO Darren Rebellas says they like to have a mix of building new stores along with merging or acquiring existing ones. He says acquiring stores is more attractive now as the cost of construction has gone up. Casey's now has more than 2,600 stores in 17 states. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slagers.